All right, so why don't we start here? And I appreciate you saying it. How is Royal Portrush as a course, Rex, playing right now? How would you describe that course to somebody who has never played it?
Well, I think if you watch it on TV, you get the idea of how different it is than the normal links courses. We go to St. Andrews, we go to Royal Liverpool, pick wherever you want, and it almost looks like a moonscape probably when you're watching it on TV. It doesn't even look like something you would play golf on. But this is different. It's green and lush, and there's tons and tons of elevation changes. And I think that's the difference. And getting so much feedback from players, when you come to a new course like this, you usually get a 50-50 split. Some guys will like it. Some guys won't like it. I haven't talked to one player this week that doesn't just absolutely love this golf course. And I think everybody coming in knew this was going to be a special Open.
Well, Rex, it's new to most guys, but certainly not Rory McIlroy. He came in this week with so much buzz because he was playing at home on a course where he shot the course record 61, and he did it as a 16-year-old. Then he had that tee shot on the first hole that hit a woman and broke her phone. What did you make of the way he started his day?
It was shocking. I mean, let's face it, he was the favorite coming in here for all the right reasons. He's played great this season. He's won twice. He, as you pointed out, he's played this course probably more than anyone else that's in the field this week. I just think there should have been a comfort level. But I noted it earlier in the week when I wrote a column about him that it was always going to be difficult because of the expectations and the pressures of this event coming back to Northern Ireland for the first time since 1951. And the significance probably is going to be lost on most American fans. It was lost on me, really, until just the last few months. But this is a huge move for Northern Ireland, a huge move for the RNA. And it meant the world to Rory, and I think you saw a little bit of that on the first tee when he pulls it out of bounds and just makes a mess of the hole and just has an awful day.
Hey, Rex, I'm not looking to pile on. Well, maybe not too much, but have you ever seen a contender, let alone a favorite, open a major with a shot that terrible?
I don't know that Ian Baker Finch would have been considered a favorite by any stretch. He probably would have been considered a contender when he was at St. Andrews a few years after winning the Open, and you've been to St. Andrews, so you know how hard it is to snap hook a ball off the first tee out of bounds. He did that. So that's the only thing I could possibly think of that's even close.
We're talking to Rex Hoggard. All right, so Phil Mickelson also had a lot of attention, Rex, coming in large part because he directed it his way with that Instagram video about him going on a six-day fast. Let me start there. What was your reaction when you heard that he had gone on a fast and lost 15 pounds?
I mean, it's Phil. We're used to this nonsense from Phil, right? I mean, he's always going to be looking for something different and something new and different diets, different golf clubs. This is a guy that played at U.S. Open at Torrey Pines with no drivers and a Masters with two drivers in his bag. I mean, this is quintessential Phil. How he played, though, didn't necessarily surprise me. He said earlier in the week, he made it clear, he doesn't feel like his game's in a very good position, and he kind of described what he's going through right now as sort of a lifestyle choice about getting on a better diet, trying to be a little bit more healthy. And honestly, at 48, he doesn't have a whole lot to prove in his career, so it is encouraging. I mean, if he can remain healthy and strong, I think he can be a contender on tour, at least for the next two or three years.
So, Rex, I mean, what's the biggest problem with this game right now? For instance, Father Time comes for everybody. So when you look at him, is that what that's about? Is time catching up to him physically, or is some of this in his head? What is the biggest issue with this game?
I think some of it's in his head, because this isn't new. He's talked about this for the last two or three years, about being in the middle of the round and losing focus and not being able to concentrate, which always struck me as being odd. Even in the biggest events, at the U.S. Open or the Masters, whatever the case may be, he always sort of had these lapses, and he couldn't really explain them. And so I think part of this is he is really at the point of his career. He's won this before. The only event that really mattered to him, I truly believe, was the U.S. Open. And after finishing the way he did at Pebble Beach just a few weeks ago, you have to think that's probably his last chance to win that event and complete the career Grand Slam. And I just think there was always going to be a mental letdown that, you know, his window is probably closed on that tournament. It's going to be hard to motivate yourself after that.
Rex Hoggard is joining us. We're breaking down the first round of the Open Championship. Meanwhile, Rex, Shane Lowry, who was playing alongside Phil, shot a 4-under-67. He took the early lead. What did you make of that performance from him?
He didn't have nearly as much pressure as Rory did, but being from Ireland, I think there was some pressure there. He talked about being very uneasy this week coming into it. And he had to sit with his swing coach and his team last night. And they really had to build him up and give him some confidence. And he understood that, look, this means the world to me. I'm playing well. I'm from Ireland. It's in Portrush. I really feel like I should do something. And they had to talk him down and tell him that it's not the end of the world. And I think that it really broke through, that, you know, it struck a chord, and he was able to go out today and play a very, very solid round.
Rex Hager joining us. Now, Rex, local knowledge is getting a lot of run as a talking point this week. Brooks Koepka's got the advantage of having a caddy in Ricky Elliott, who grew up there and has played this course more times than he can count. How valuable is it to have that local knowledge?
I think it's huge. I mean, Ricky on the bag was always going to be a big deal for Brooks simply because Ricky just didn't grow up here and play it. I mean, he was one of the top amateurs in the area. If you talked to Graham McDowell earlier this week, he talked about being motivated by Ricky because Ricky was so good when those two were growing up around here, and he was sort of the guy always to beat. So he's a guy that gets on this golf course, and let's face it, he's a great caddy. Those two are yin and yang. Ricky is outgoing and funny and smiling and always cracking jokes, and we all know that Brooks kind of has that stoic demeanor. The blinders are always on. They're always the perfect pair, but this week I think you're really going to see it, and he's tied for the lead. I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
No, he's tied for the lead. He's playing really well right now. How do you like the way the course fits his game?
I think any course fits his game well. I mean, you can sit here and go through. I mean, we talked about sort of how Lynx Golf brings more guys into the mix. So, you know, now all of a sudden you can kind of look at a Jim Furyk or a Zach Johnson or even a Lou Oosthuizen and say, yeah, you know, they don't hit it far enough on a normal tour golf course, but here they can control their golf ball and they're smart enough. There's something to that, but I just think when you're Brooks Koepka and you can hit the driver and hit it as straight as he does relative to his distance, I just think any golf course is going to set up well for him.
We're talking to Rex Hager for another moment or so. So Rex, Koepka had this great quote earlier this week when he said, quote, "I just practice before the majors. Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you've seen me on TV at a regular PGA Tour event, that's when I play golf." That's an amazing quote, really. So when people try to figure out why Koepka is so much better in the majors than regular tournaments, is it as simple as he practices before the majors and doesn't before the regular tour events? Is that all that is?
There might be something to it. I mean, let's face it. He has found whatever the secret sauce is in these events, at least over the last 2 years. And maybe that is not getting wore out week in and week out, trying to peak every single week you put a tee in the ground. And he's got into a very good routine of making sure those four times a year he's playing his best. In his last four major starts, he's finished first, second, first, second. I see where this is heading. I can look at trends.
All right, so when you look at the weather, if you can see where this is heading, when you look at the weather and the way the course is playing right now, what kind of a winning score are you expecting to see on Sunday?
I actually would have been really surprised if they got it to double digits. I simply think this golf course is so unique, and I think guys are trying to learn it on the fly and with the conditions. But the way it's trending right now, I would think anywhere around 11, 12 under par is a really good number.
Who else do you like come Sunday besides Koepka?
Well, I kind of just looked down the leaderboard. Sergio Garcia, he's played in these enough times. I mean, if his putting holds up, I think he would be a guy to watch. But the one that stands out to me is Tommy Fleetwood. I think someone referred to him today as golfing Jesus. He's the perfect fit for this golf course. He doesn't hit it crazy long, but he's plenty straight enough and grew up in England. He knows how to play links golf courses. I think he could make a move.
I like him, too. I like him a lot. I like John Rahm. I like Patrick Cantlay. And I like Brooks Koepka. Rex Hager is Rex number 7. Remember, you can follow him on Twitter at RexHagerGC. GolfChannel.com. Senior writer. He is on site at Royal Portrush. Rex, great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim, man.
Have a great day. Rex, who do you like? Did you get any action on the tournament? Are you in Elks game?